This December, my restaurant, Angeli Cafe, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. That's eons in restaurant years. Another L.A. institution is celebrating a birthday this year, L.A.'s original farmers market in the Fairfax District of Los Angeles. Joanne Cianciulli's latest cookbook is like taking a tour through the farmers market.
75 years ago, the market started as a dirt lot where farmers during the Depression would actually sell their produce out of the back of their trucks. And one thing led to another, and it became somewhat of like an impromptu co-op. The farmers' wives started to bring their homemade breads and their jams and their jellies, and one thing led to another. And as it exists today, I mean, it's a melting pot. It's food from all over the world. There's 12 different languages spoken here, and with that goes a variety of foods. I really believe you can get a taste from around the world.
And if you go there today, you will see everyone, from screenwriters to tourists from all over the world in America to retirees, just flocking to hang out, eating donuts from Bob's, and tasting all the great produce. It's like L.A.'s Central Square. In fact, meet me at 3rd and Fairfax was such a common phrase that it became a slogan. Lisa Scalia gives tours of the farmers market.
By 1940, it had become the place for Angelenos to meet. And people would say, well, we meet, let's meet at farmers market, 3rd and Fairfax. Meet me at 3rd and Fairfax. When South Pacific, the show came from New York, from Broadway, and it was going to sell, they were going to sell tickets for it in Los Angeles. They said, let's sell it at 3rd and Fairfax because that's where everybody goes. So that really is a destination. That became a real destination for Angelenos in that time period.
It's known now, of course, for the food, including its earliest vendor, Dupars. Again, Joanne Cianciulli.
One of the oldest places here, and it's the only place that's open 24 hours here at 3rd and Fairfax, is Dupars. Dupars was founded in 1938 by James Dunn, he's the Dew, and Edward Parsons, he's the Par. The pancakes at Dupars, I'm convinced, are injected with butter, with melted butter. The recipe is kept in a safe, in fact. They're the best pancakes in Los Angeles, hands down.
The farmers market also boasts what I really think is the best donut in L.A. That's at Bob's. And it also has a real good old-fashioned butcher, Huntington's Meats. You can also find ice cream at Bennett's, Mexican at Loteria Grill, crepes, and now even a Pinkberry frozen yogurt shop.
It's managed to keep up with modern Los Angeles without losing its charm. I mean, I think it's the same as it's always been, a place to gather with friends and eat good food and walk around, and it's communal. And in Los Angeles, that's a big deal. When people are in their cars, people drive here to walk around. It's kind of amazing.
The original Farmers Market cookbook is out now. It's a sweet collection of stories and recipes from this L.A. institution.